So he begins. So he sings, "For I knew what I was predestined for." Then you start right above it.
Yes, I knew what I was predestined for.
Right, and then harmonically, listen to this against the chords that are happening. So you've got,
yes, I knew what he was predestined.
Slowly, that just that phrase, and I'm going to play what's underneath. So we're going to start on it on the yes. One, two, three.
Yes.
Nice. We're close, except for the predestined. It's a little higher. So we have,
he knew what he was predestined for.
Tiny little half steps from predestined. Let's try that again. From yes. A one, two, three.
Yes, he knew what he was predestined for.
Nice. Yeah, that's it. Great. And then he goes on. I got a job and worked both day and night at it. I watched the cheese but never watched the clock. The big boss thought I was so very bright at it. That when except it's a little bit darker, it's in minor. So you have from, he sings,
I would always prove myself the master, and you start right where he ends. He would always prove himself the master.
Yes, exactly. Very, very Gilbert and Sullivan here. Yeah. So you would always prove myself the master.
He would always prove himself the master.
It's very decision, for I always had the gift of constitution, and he hates the Russian Revolution. And
how he hates the Revolution.
This is, I didn't realize this was happening.
How he hates.
Yeah, it's quick enough that it's quick, little precise thing. So he sings,
and how he hates the Russian Revolution. How he hates the Russian Revolution.
So heading from the how he hates, it switches clef in case you haven't seen that. So it looks like it's the same note, but it's not. It's sixth lower. So we have
how he hates the Russian Revolution. He abhors the country's laws.
That's a little tricky. So here's what you hear harmonically. You've got
he abhors the country's laws.
Makes it make a little bit more sense. And then that upper part there.
He upholds the country's laws. He goes.
Nice. Let's hear just those lines together from how he hates the Russian Revolution. You hear him sing right before that.
And he hates the Russian Revolution.
And
how he hates the Russian Revolution. He upholds the country's laws.
Yeah, totally. So you hear him sing. And he hears the Russian Revolution. Start the hum. And life is the note that the baritones are going to be singing. So we have ever since life began. You think that. Then you start on. So the hard part in these hums is that when you're by yourself, you don't have a lot of other harmonic context, so you just have to kind of get those leaps in your brain. We just have this, and then you come to the same note. So starting on that first hum, at the bottom of 46, here are the notes. So just keep in mind that the second note you sing, right, so just do that first slur here at 56. Ready? And. Next one. Nice. Next one. Nice. Next. Great. That's great. And so I'm going to play what's in the orchestra around you. Starting right there at the same spot on the first hum. Ready? And. Sounds good. So from the top, we'll... Nice. I think being really strong when the reentrance of the words after the hums. Have you gone over some strategies for the hums to be the most resonant possible? If you treat as though you're singing an open vowel, like an ah, and you just close your lips and you leave the space in there, it'll be a louder sound. So rather than... If you close your jaws too much while you're humming, it's going to be not a lot of song gets out. But if your jaws are still nice and open and you just close your lips as though you're singing oh, or something, and you close your lips, you have, it'll be louder. So let's start right on the hums at the bottom of 46, page 46 there. Here we go. Ready, and.